Okay, so it turns out I didn't stop the recording, but it's okay because I started to sleep and then I realized I had a really interesting dream. So, oh my God, how interesting. So I was in the water and I was on a boat and it was in the Ottawa River. And I was just kind of enjoying the water. And it was nice and crystal blue. But I had this, like, I was like, oh, it's gross. The water's bad because we dump stuff in it. And I was aware of the damage that we were causing. And the fact that we weren't able to enjoy nature because we were just killing everything. That, like, slowly killing everything, and because we were making it unclean, right? But it was a mysterious thing. Like, I didn't know whether or not it was in this water, right? But I go and I take a boat, like a jet boat, and I bring it to the center of the water. And then I'm out here in the center of the center of the river, and then I start to like become curious. I was like, "Huh," and I look at the water. I'm like, I noticed there's a bubbling up that happens near the center. Oh, oh my God. So I was looking at the water and it bubbled up, and then it was like I was curious. I was like, is it like the ground splitting underneath the water, or is there something in there causing the water to rise? And then I found a perch. Like, there seemed to be a very stable piece of ground in the middle of the ocean, right? Where it's just like a rock and then another rock and then another rock. It was made up kind of like this man-made island, but it obviously is going down because it's in the center of whatever, but and it probably wasn't man-made, but it's this rock that I was on. And it just happened, this rock, to be the perfect level of the rest of the water. So I could stand on it, and it looked like I was just standing on the water. Oh, sorry, but just cutting in and out. Did I just spend an hour? Oh no, it's 12 minutes. Oh. Okay. That was very worrisome. So the stone that I was on is the same level as the water. I was just kind of perched there. And then this bubbling effect that happens in the very center of the water gets greater and greater and greater, and you use more areas and areas and areas. I certainly become worried.
Well, that's me. I'll learn to drum shape and have a good one. Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape. I just woke up and I'd like to just record some of my dreams down. So there's a high chance that somebody calls me and then I will I'll take the call and I'll drop the podcast, but hopefully it doesn't happen. So let me just break it down. So the dream that I had before I woke up was I was playing the bass. Now, I don't play the bass. I don't play much guitar. But the bass I was playing, actually, it wasn't even a bass at all. It was like a six-string kind of guitar that the strings were reversed. So like the thinnest ones were on top and the thickest ones were on the bottom. And then it kind of like started at like the middle strings. So it's like if the first three strings in the guitar weren't there, and it just started from like regular guitar strings, and it kind of went up to like just a little bit thicker than regular guitar strings, but not like those really thick bass strings that you see. But there's no fretboard. There's only like three frets that were at the very like end of the guitar, and they came in at like weird angles, and then the main part had no fretboard at all. I don't even know if that's possible. Like, can you play guitar with no fretboard? Why do you even have fretboards, honestly? But I was rocking out and shredding it. It was fucking awesome. And then while I was like playing, I was just grooving with it, right? And then I was enjoying it, and then I was like, hey, can I get to the higher stuff? And then like, and then it started to become difficult, and then I started to like practice it, like I practiced like my muscles and whatnot. Like I was trying to like, I was putting in effort, and I was hitting a barrier at a certain point. But before that, I was just grooving with it. I was just enjoying it. Oh, God. That was a terrible dream. I had another dream where, oh, a friend of mine, he was at this restaurant, and he told me his story. He said, hey, so this restaurant came up to me and offered me to feed me for like 5 months for free. Or, like, I could be in this thing where like it's, I'm like, oh, that's great. You pay once and they feed you for 5 months. But he was telling the story because he prefaced it with like, dude, I messed up and now I like spent all my money or something like that. And then I got him to tell me a story about like him. He went into like a restaurant, they offered to pay, he paid $300 or whatever, and then they would like feed him. He's like, but he described it like they had their like best new chefs coming in, and he could pay $300 to come and get like a full thing at the restaurant. And I was like, have you tried anything to cook? And he's like, no. And I'm like, dude, you have to try it. You get to at least know to figure it out. Or you have to, like, go in and then offer a deal for the first time. Or, like, just specify that you're, like, worried. Because, like, $300 doesn't feel right, you know? But I didn't end up convincing him. It was very frustrating. Because it was a sports bar, that's the thing. It looked trashy. But if they're doing it, then maybe they're just trying to like scam people out of $300, but it just seems off because the restaurant will close down if they're doing that strategy. So I think they have to be confident what they do. Cause like $500 is a lot for a meal. They could just be trying to scam people out of money. So that's always a possibility. And then in the dream, there's a woman who was related to my friend that told me a story. And she gained a lot of weight. Like, she's now like 400 pounds or something along those lines. Maybe 500, maybe 600. Like, she's a lot of weight. And then it gets gross, and like, she gives him the card, and like, her shirt's off, and she's like filming herself in the restaurant that I'm now in. And it's, and like, a video's playing, and it's talking about like muscle loss in specific areas, and just like where, like, how deteriorated your muscles end up being, and how, like, you adapt to all the fat in your arms and body. And it was grossing me out. And because I was, like, there, they're trying to, like, drag me in to, like, ugh. Yeah. That was not a pleasant experience. The guitar playing, though, was fun. The bass. Yeah. So I'm gonna take another nap, and then I'm gonna go back into the dreamscape. And then, yeah, so I hope you guys have a good sleep and have a good one. Okay, so I just woke up again. I went back to bed and woke up, but I had a very interesting dream, one that was purposeful. I was trying to solve the mystery of a murder of a werewolf. Like, there was a werewolf that had been hunting people down and killing them. And I saw the vision of somebody who died as I was going back through there to investigate the body. And then I went in to somebody's house, and they were trying to give me a coded message to try to figure out if somebody that they were close to them had died, which I knew that they had. I couldn't figure out if I had to lie to them or not, but the coded message was in their food. I read it, but even though I read it, I still couldn't understand it. Then, there was a knock at the door, and actually there wasn't a knock at the door. I knew that the werewolf was just the giant that was living in the town, I guess. And maybe she knew that too, but she couldn't find out where it was. And they looked at the cows that were in her, like, outside of her house, and then there's a big giant thing kind of like going around and like grabbing them and touching them. And, like, that thing right there is the one causing, like, it's causing a disease in your cows, and it's also a thing that is going around killing people at night. So then I go to the porch step, and I call the guy over, and he's a giant man. He's actually taller, or I'm slightly taller than him, when I'm 9 steps up. So I'm 9 steps up, and he's still as tall as me. So that's just the scale. I tell him that, I note that fact, and I tell him that. And he seems stupid, but he's smarter than he seems. He's seeming stupid, but he's definitely smarter than he seems. We end up shaking hands. It takes a while to figure out which hand we're going to shake with. It was slightly awkward, because he puts out the left hand, and then we end up shaking with the right hand.
One thing that was strange is we both used Apple phones, like iPhones, and then he said something about the president. I didn't know what that meant, but I kept going. Then here's where things get quite interesting. Because I realized, so there's a few things. There was like transitions. It might have went black and white, but I stood there because I'm trying to process what to do, right? I'm trying to figure out a solution to this problem. But I'm also under threat. Now, I realized, I'm like, hey, I'm not really supposed to be here. Because I realized I was in a different time than I was supposed to be. Time was different, and I wasn't supposed to be there. And then, when I made this realization, things looked slightly different. I saw there's a car, there's a road now there where there wasn't. And this guy kind of became more dressed up. So now he's more like in a suit and tie and whatnot. And then the there was a like a mail car that drove by that had the oddest shape. It was like a cube, but the edges were cut and rounded on all ends, and it was a very boxy little vehicle, and it had like the old like 70s or 80s like retro vibe. And it had the V patterns, the angled V patterns in that same style, and it just whoop, and it just like rushed on by, and I couldn't help but look at it. It was amazing, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a tell. And then I looked at like the grates on the ground, and those were like those were different, and I just kept looking around. I'm like, this guy must just think I'm like high or stupid or whatever, but I'm just too amazed by all this stuff. And then what happened was another vehicle ended up going by, and this is after I'd also like become amazed by some other stuff in the room. I can't figure out what it was, but another vehicle zooms by, but this time it makes a 90-degree turn and goes straight into the grate in the ground, passing through it. And then that was when I was like, wait a second. Is that normal? Is that something expected? Is that just something that just happens all the time? Because if this is the case, then I'm in a completely. I thought I was in the past. There's no way. This is very, very strange. Or did he know? Does he know? Is this a trick to find out who I am? And with that, like, realization, or that thought, I break into a new mode. 'Cause it's like a secret, but there's different versions of me, or no, there's information that I have that somebody else viewing my experience can see. So what happens is I stare deeply into the dark background of the road. It's very black. It's a deep, deep black. You can't see anything with it. And then I unfocus on that,
and everything turned into little pins of light, including the giant in front of me. He turns into a little pinprick of light that I've made orange or red because it's significant to me. And then what I start to do with all these little pinpricks of light, I see little, on this black road, I see, like, stars of light, and, like, there's a bunch of little ones and whatnot, and I just start to go through them as if it was, like, one of these old retro, like, asteroid games. But what I'm going through is I'm just going through and filtering and processing and just focusing on each one individually and just cutting through them and just really zooming in and figuring out what they are. I'm looking at something that is it's like a substructure of the area. There had been a lot of substructures that I saw in this dream. I saw a lot of words. I saw a lot of code. Not in this area particularly, but the code. But I was under the impression that somebody else was viewing my experience as I was going through things. And it was something like a government agency or something. Some higher authority from the time, not from like my end, but from the time, was trying to view my experience and then figure out how they could use me. Because I broke into a higher processing power, and they were trying to figure out how I can go about things. So then I was like also trying to change the way I was doing stuff based on what they were seeing. So I was trying to navigate in multiple levels. Now I'm gonna take, because I don't know where that ended, that dream. It just kind of like fractioned into that, and then it kind of returned. But I don't know where, what happened after. But I'll tell you a different one. I was laying in a bunker, like a little shallow bunker, and I was talking about a hypothetical, or somebody was asking me how long I could live without water, or something along those lines. So then I, as I was there, I was saying, well, you could still melt snow, you could still just eat ice, you could still, but that wasn't the case in the beginning. I was saying, snow doesn't count too, and this doesn't count, but I'm like, wait, no, you just said water, ice counts, and whatnot, right? So then somebody near me said, hey, if you open up this basket, there'll be a bunch of ice rods in it, which, him and some friends opened up this thing, and there's a bunch of ice rods. I was super surprised. So I go in, I take a bite of one. I'm like, huh, yeah, that's right. Kind of had the flavor was off, right? But then, because you can actually just perfectly cut each piece of ice. Like, you get your knife, and then you just slice through it. It's like basically the same thing as cutting a banana for some reason. It's not, like, thick and brittle like most ice is. But the way... Oh, yeah. Then this guy says, hey, if you go and... if you eat the centers, that'll be the cleanest water. So I thought, okay. I go and he gives me slices of the inside water, and it was great. There's like a lot of detail, and like you can kind of taste all the individual bubbles, and it like bursted out in like a pattern, and it was delicious. And then he's like, yeah, and take a look at these. And then he handed me like sheets, and these sheets had bubbles in them that were coated. I noticed it because it was a specific pattern, and it had the appearance of code. And I found that very interesting.
and I would eat one, and I'd understand something, and I'd eat another one, and it would sound like another code, and I was... It was interesting. It kind of worries me, honestly, because if I can understand code, then I can be coded. So, that's just the case. But I can also understand that I'm being coded, if I can understand code. So, but anyways, the last thing I'd like to do is go back to a previous dream I had where I was on the water, but then I came back because I got worried because there was a looming thing that was like kind of like rising up out of the water, and it was like bubbling and it kind of kept creeping close to me, and then right before it was about to get me, I like jumped in my boat and I brushed off. A voice came to me and spoke to me and said, you said that you would see the village people or something. You said that you'd see the tree folk or something along those lines. And I was like, yes, but this is different. That would kill me. I was afraid of it. I was afraid of being caught without something. I was afraid of a lot of things. Because I was in a very vulnerable position out in the water there. Then I return, and I come to, I'm going to say something not connected, but it's connected. Three VHSs, all going into a triple recorder, and then one VHS, which isn't really a VHS, it just like copies and remixes two VHSs, and then they pop out, and then it's like a DJ track for VHSs or whatever. And I guess I don't know where any of the dials are. I think the way it worked is you created a code that you put onto a VHS, and then it like coded the machine to like run at specific times and create a beat or like a pattern. Which kind of worked, honestly. It was pretty interesting. And then somebody, the guy that I was with, left the room. And then somehow we got into a fight. But it was an animated fight. And I was being animated when it was happening. I was made of clay. The other guy was made of clay. And we were fighting each other. And we were punching each other in the face. But it was like, it was still play fighting, right? And then after kind of the fight gets to an end, and I think I'm on the ground at this point, then he talks about it, and he's like, yeah, if I was actually going to really fight you, I would pull back all the way like this, and then punch you, and it hit me, it was a little bit more aggressive, and I was like, yeah, but that's not the way that looks cool, right? Because that's the way the animator animates it. And we agreed with this, and then at some point I look at the back of his head as I press him onto the ground, and it says something about like a wizard, and he has like a tattoo, and it like has a, there was like significance to like the patterns that were on the back of his head. There were some images too. Then it was like telling me to do something. And the wall opened up to my left, and I saw like a fire guy. It was like the Fire Nation for the Avatar, but then behind him, there was the water where the beast lay. So that's what happened. And either the fire thing opened and I fought that dude and the same thing happened, or I fought the dude in the room and then that other guy showed up. The Fire Nation stuff was there, everybody kind of chimed into my existence saying that there was no way I was going to be able to do it. I was going to die. It was ridiculous. I should run. But I didn't run. And I'm pretty sure I beat the fire guy. But I don't know if I continued. So, but that's the dream. So for any viewers that stuck around, oh man, I appreciate it. Thank you. But that's the end of the dream. I actually got like everything out. It took a lot of effort, but I got it. So, anyways, this is Matt, and that's my dreamscape. I hope you guys have some wonderful dreams. And you know what? I'm also gonna change up some formats or add in some formats. So. I'll probably add in something at the beginning of either this video or the next video, but I'd like to hear your dreams. So if you have a dream and you want to talk about it, you can message me. I'm Matt LeBeau on most social media sites, and I'll link my social media and my bio accounts and whatnot. You can also text me. I'll put in a number to text me at. I'll do it at the beginning of every single video, and then that way you can text me there. And if you text me your dreams or just text me that you want to be on the show, I'll add you in. So, anyways, that's Dreamscape, and I'm Matt. See ya.